the Public News Service Tuesday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. Almost immediately after the assassination attempt on former President Trump at his campaign rally in Pennsylvania Saturday, some in the crowd told reporters that they had tried to alert law enforcement that a suspicious man was on a nearby roof. Now a newly surfaced video backs up those accounts of warnings, showing a chaotic scene in which bystanders started calling out to police 86 seconds before the shots rang out. That from the Washington Post. Meantime, with Monday's announcement that Ohio Senator J.D. Vance is the vice presidential candidate on the GOP ticket, progressive groups say they're concerned about Senator Vance's voting record and how his decisions have affected the state's working class.
Vance is a venture capitalist with investments in the healthcare industry. Desiree Timms with Innovation Ohio lists Vance's support for a national abortion ban, major corporations, and some of his healthcare stances as concerning.
Well, I understand it may be very exciting for our Republican friends on the other side of the aisle. I think the public at large should be concerned and really paying attention to Senator Vance's record, albeit brief in the U.S. Senate, but impactful nonetheless.
Vance opposes gender-affirming care for minors and supports denying health care coverage to immigrants brought to the U.S. as children. Nadia Romlagan reporting.
Meantime, a new report finds Connecticut state government can improve pay equity and representation.
The University of Connecticut School of Public Policy report examines demographic representation in proportion to statewide census data. Hispanic and Latino people have the lowest representation among new hires and long-term employees. White men and black people are the majority of longer-term hires. Muhammad Al-Qadri with UConn's School of Public Policy says this is more than a human resources issue.
There are also areas where the issues are stubborn, like, hiring female engineers is complicated by many things, like the availability of female engineers in the workforce. Engineering schools are still graduating. Not enough women by comparison to men.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
And University of New Hampshire scientists say a common aquatic plant called duckweed could help filter polluting runoff from dairy farms and so-called manure lagoons.
They're investigating how growing duckweed in different bodies of water can capture excess nutrients such as nitrogen and phosphorus, which can impact groundwater quality and create toxic algae blooms in lakes and rivers. Assistant Professor Anna O'Brien says duckweed could be a sustainable way to counter agricultural waste.
Once you've got duckweed in a pond, as long as the conditions don't change a lot, they'll likely persist in that pond and not need to be re-added.
O'Brien says researchers want to determine if that duckweed could then be safely harvested and used as a type of green manure fertilizer on farms. I'm Catherine Carley reporting.
This is Public News Service. A new law just took effect in California that gives children on Medi-Cal age 12 and older the right to consent to mental health care on their own.
Before this, only youth on private insurance could consent to outpatient mental health services independently of their parents and only in cases where abuse is suspected or the child is in danger of self-harm. Joy Alafia with the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists says there are close to 6 million youths on Medi-Cal.
For communities of color, you're looking at 61% of African American children, 59% of Latinx children, and 38% of Native and Indigenous children who are Medi-Cal recipients.
Supporters see this as an equity issue, allowing kids to get help for anxiety, depression, and suicidal thoughts regardless of their income. I'm Suzanne Potter.
Those in need of mental health assistance can call the California Parent and Youth Helpline at 855-427-2736. Meantime, mental health professionals say one in five Americans will have a mental health issue in his or her lifetime.
For people in the ALICE community, which stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, and Employed, financial issues can be mental health triggers. ALICE populations include people who live above the poverty level but still face financial challenges. Therapist Kenya Ward says many people in the ALICE community deal with depression and anxiety.
It could be irritability. It could be feelings of helplessness. And when you're working very hard and your paycheck isn't enough to cover your expenses for the month, that could be very, very disheartening. And yeah, it could cause feelings of depression, helplessness when you can't see a way out.
Ward says about 31% of Arkansas's population falls into the ALICE community. I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
Finally, our Eric Gladys lets us know that
Colorado is calling on solar energy entrepreneurs to put $156 million Inflation Reduction Act dollars to work, accelerating rooftop and community-based solar infrastructure.
Heidi Leithwood with 350 Colorado says families living in apartments or those who can't afford upfront expenses can connect to solar arrays built on top of parking lots and open spaces in other ways.
If you're not able to put solar on your own rooftop, the community solar program will create large-scale solar gardens that you will be able to hook up to.
Solar garden subscribers can get significant discounts on their monthly electric bill. Developers that create the garden make money by selling that energy to local utilities.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on radio stations big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.